Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G&D divas.
And obviously, we would like to say a big thank you to everybody who has so far entered week one of Diva Hispania.
It's been absolutely fantastic, the responses, Scott. We have had thousands of entries.
Yep.
So thank you to everybody that's entered. Thank you.
The competition.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have time to enter. If you are listening to this weekend release on the day it comes out, or the day after that, or the day after that, you have a few more days to enter week one.
Yeah, so that's before midnight on Sunday the 11th of June. So if you're listening to this on the Friday, you've got a couple of days to enter. Saturday as well. Sunday before midnight. Midnight it closes on the 11th of June.
And remember, each new week for the next 5 weeks has, or for the next 4 weeks really now, it's another chance to win. So if you've entered in week one, enter again in week two.
Mm.
Then obviously you increase your chances of winning.
Yeah, so it's Sunday the 11th of June going into Monday. So Sunday night going
yes.
into Monday. Right, and producer Benadorm is here right now with some of the T's and C's.
The boring bits. You can go and make a cup of tea in this bit.
No, it's important. You
okay.
need to hear
don't
it.
Make ignore a cup. This bit.
Where's he come from?
Well, we've had a few questions on the social medias, so I thought I'd clear them up. So unfortunately, the competition is only open for UK residents, sadly.
How about tax exiles?
UK residents okay. only. As you've mentioned already...
What about non-doms?
For goodness
I'm
sake.
Sorry.
What if you're a non-dom?
Sexual preference does not matter.
No. I mean, but isn't that... Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, there will be new winners announced each week. So there are two chances to win each week for the next, 4 weeks after this one. There are five
okay.
periods of entry. And the extra chance to win, to be clear,
chance
can be heard on the Amazon Music podcast app. So if you download the Amazon Music app, there'll be a priority boarding episode each week, which you can listen to, which is a bit of an extra thing from William and Jordan. It's very fun. And it has an extra producer Benadorm's big bing bong in there for you to enter onto the form.
Hubba hubba.
Okay.
Hubba hubba.
Thank you, Ben. You can step away from your microphone now.
Should we go on to listeners' responses?
Yes, let's go on. Let's go on to it. This is from Chloe from Barnsley. Was that quite a
that
good
That was
accent?
Quite good, actually. Barnsley.
Barnsley. Hello, William Jordan, and because you love it so much, producer Ben. We don't. I'm currently making my way down the back catalogue for the second time after finishing the first listen in 3 months. I have spent hours working on my master's degree listening to you while working on assignments. I'm up to last year's episodes when William mentioned working on a film and said he would discuss his experience, but he never got round to it. I am not sure if it was confirmed which film it is. However, if I were to guess, I'd say Red, White and Royal Blue, or unless it has been mentioned, and my guess is not so much of a guess. As I read the book a couple of years ago and loved it, I'm very excited for the film to come out. I'd love to hear about your experience of working on the film with details about your role. Are we going to see William challenging his inner Mr. Carson and debuting his acting career? Keep up the good work. Yours sincerely, Chloe from Barnsley.
Chloe, thank you. And thanks for listening to us again. And it's so nice to hear that we helped you get through your dissertation. Is that the right film?
It is the film I have watched.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's coming out on August the 11th, I believe.
And what was your experience of that film?
So just for context, I was working as the etiquette advisor. So
okay.
It's a behind-the-scenes role.
Ka-ching!
I have always wanted to work on a film or television programme on set, doing that role. I've given advice to various things, sort of in the background, as it were, but not sort of day-to-day on set for the scenes. So that's a huge tick. I met a great friend, Irene, who was the script supervisor. So I've formed a very nice friendship from that. So that's something good that's come out of it. It was a funny old time because COVID was sort of around, but not. But on the film set, for various reasons, we all had to wear masks. And it was during that incredibly hot period of the year.
Yeah.
So it wasn't massively pleasant at times. And that's not to do with the film. That was to do with the conditions and keeping the actors safe. But yeah, it was an eye-opener. I'll say that.
Why? I've never worked on a film set. It's a lot of waiting around, isn't it?
There is a lot of waiting around. It makes television look efficient.
Oh, wow.
I have always sat as an armchair critic, I don't think that'll come as a shock to you, when watching sort of costume dramas or like things like The Crown and going, well, that's wrong. That's wrong. They never do it like that. I have an entirely new appreciation for the process because even though places like The Crown or programmes like The Crown will have advisors, doesn't necessarily mean that the advice is listened to by those making the final decision.
So if you'd said, oh, they'd actually do that with their left hand, the director would be like, oh, well, we'll have to change the entire shot. We'll have to move the cameras, that kind of thing.
There was an incident where there was a particular scene and I said, oh, well, actually that would happen. They'd be standing the other way around. And the response I got back from, not the director, but someone else was, well, we've rehearsed it like this. I was like, well, rehearse it the other way around. Like, you know, this is like, I wasn't part, if you don't bring me in on rehearsals and you get something wrong. So a lot of the advice perhaps wasn't, even though it was given, it wasn't necessarily enacted. And then I was taking things very personally and I thought, what would Her Majesty, the late Queen Elizabeth, what would she have done? Or indeed the King now. As a constitutional monarch, you are there to advise, warn and listen. And so that then became my advice. And well, I've told them, I've advised them. But the Prime Minister themselves can do the complete opposite.
Okay.
And that's how I then saw my role. And once I'd come to terms with that, I had a much more enjoyable experience.
Okay.
But if there's anything that goes wrong in that film, it's not necessarily my fault.
Right.
Is all I'm saying. But I'm excited to see it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Amazon Prime, 11th of August.
Red, royal, white and blue.
Red, white and royal blue.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This next one is from Kerry. Hi, William Jordan and EPB. After hearing about EPB's running club excursion, I thought I'd share my own experience about making my friends as an adult. I really struggled when I moved from Blackburn to Dublin almost 9 years ago, and I wish someone had reached out for a coffee. So when I was able to do this for someone 4 years later, I took the chance on friendship. This is how I met my friend Emma. Emma applied for a room in my shared house, but was not available when we did the viewing, so it didn't work out. She said she was moving from Manchester in a couple of weeks. I risked sounding like a complete weirdo and asked if she wanted to meet for a coffee. We spent 4 hours in the coffee shop and only left because she had a flight to catch and she's been a close friend now for 5 years. So without stealing your thunder on giving advice, I'd always say join a club and if you see someone is new in town, reach out a hand. You never know what'll happen. Emma is my little slice of home in Ireland and has helped me through so much, all because I asked a stranger for coffee. Thanks, Kerry.
Oh, Kerry, that's a lovely letter.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I agree. I always reach out to someone if they move down to London.
Always offer you a hand.
You were my closest friend in London. Probably still are.
Oh, bless you.
You and George.
And I've given you a hand. This one is from F.
He hasn't tossed me off.
Do you know what I watched back the other day?
Oh, what? Oh, God, where's this going?
Our live show from July 2022 in London.
How do you watch yourself back?
And you make a whole blowjob joke. So don't, I mean, a hand job is one
do
down.
I?
Yes.
What's the blowjob joke?
I'll have to play it to you.
I don't want to watch myself back. I don't know how you do it.
You've picked the wrong career, haven't
sometimes
you?
Sometimes I do wish I was a narcissist like you. That was too harsh. Sorry, I'm joking.
Who's right?
Why am I not? Would you say I was a narcissist? Jesus, what horrible thing
you're
to
not,
call
you're
someone.
Not a narcissist.
Right, you're freaking me out now.
This next one is from F. Hi, William Jordan, EPB, and Diego. Thanks for getting back to me about what I will now call Bingate. As requested, here's more info. Ah, now this was F who wrote into our main episode a few weeks
ago. Her grandparents kept going through a bathroom bin.
My partner's grandparents have an Aga and put everything on the fire to save the planet. His nan had requested I put my sanitary products on the fire, which they said I wasn't comfortable with, so I have been emptying my bins each morning and popping them in the outside bin to be collected. She has since raided the outside bins to reduce waste by burning, but has been met with all of my private rubbish. While confronting her, we're met with, "I've had kids, nothing embarrasses me," and explaining that we can put condoms and pads on the fire.
Oh!
Surely that smells.
Oh, I'm not being funny, but putting a used condom on the Arga, that would smell.
Well, I don't think they put it on the Arga.
Where do they put it?
In the fire.
What, inside the Arga?
I think the fire is separate. Yeah.
You grew up with an Arga.
Yeah, we didn't put anything like that on it.
Where would they burn it? So they cook their... They put their... Right, hang on. Let me get my head around this.
Little toasted tampon?
They put their rubbish in the oven.
No.
Where's the Arga fire?
The Arga is a red herring in this. Forget the Arga.
Right.
They put it on the fire. Outside. I think they create a fire outside. Or maybe they have a fireplace.
Well, she said they've got an Arga.
And they, yeah, it was a piece of information that really, F, I hope you regret now writing it.
So they... I don't get it.
They just collect all the rubbish and put it on a fire that's got nothing to do with the Arga.
I want an Arga. When I get an Arga and a butler sink, you know you've made it in life.
A butler sink?
Yeah, is it a butler sink?
A Belfast sink.
A Belfast sink. But what's a butler sink?
Well, it's the same kind of thing, but it's called a Belfast sink.
Well, when I get an Arga and a Belfast sink, that's when I know I've done all right.
Well, you've got one of them.
I ain't got an Arga.
You've got a Belfast sink, haven't
you? No, I don't.
You've got a big sink.
It's not a Belfast thing. It's like when I was... But it's not.
Oh, okay. Fine. Well, keep working. Anyway, when confronting her, we're met with, "I've had kids, nothing embarrassed me. This has mortified us. Shall we stop having sex altogether? Shall I take my rubbish with me to work? Many thanks, F."
Yeah, just stop shagging. That's the easiest way.
I would also say, F, because obviously you're living with them at the moment to save money. It is weird. They shouldn't be doing it. If you've asked them to stop and they're carrying on, oh dear. But you are living with them to save money. If you don't like it, go and find somewhere else to live.
Okay.
I'm going to come down hard now on this.
I think you're being a bit harsh, but...
This next one is from Lauren. "Hi both. I used to work as a teaching assistant in reception class. We were told not to use names like Widgie and that we had to use the proper anatomical names." This is going back to penis chat. "The reason being that your euphemisms might not match the children's and it's a safeguarding issue.
What?
However, when a little boy walked out of the toilet," she means lavatory, "pants around his ankles with used bog roll in hand, I had to tell him to put his penis away, which did feel odd to say to a four-year-old. I also had to tell him that, no, I did not want the toilet roll and put it in the lavatory. Thank you both, Lauren."
No, yeah, that's why you say, put your widgie away.
I think it's weird.
Have you knocked your drops off?
Just disgusting.
You know, Prince Harry said Todger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's turned around all right.
Todger's quite posh, isn't it? Todger. And what's the other one? Is it the old...
Tackle?
Tack soldier, little soldier.
Right.
Yeah, little soldier.
Okay.
Let's stop talking about penises for a few
episodes. You brought it up originally. This is from Lucy. "Dear William Jordan and EPB, I've been a silent fan of yours for years. Have a recent episode where conversations sparked out about Prince Albert piercings," oh good, "reminded me of a movie that then brought back a funny story from when I was 15. I shared this story with my friends in the car after we finished the episode, and I was greatly encouraged to share it with you. In the movie, a woman has a lip piercing and the guy had a Prince Albert. Long story short, they got caught together while she is, for lack of a better phrase, getting one of her five a day. However horrifying you think that experience may be, I'm sure I can top it. Back when I was a lot younger, I really wanted to impress a boy I fancied. My friend taught me all the tricks and techniques to make my first time perfect, and I thought I was in for a great night. Her tips turned out very helpful, and the night was going very well until we decided to move to the downstairs area, and the wire of my braces broke, and hooked under the foreskin of the boy. I apologise profusely and thought...
Oh, my Christ. That's gone right through me.
Well, think about him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All the time when I say the most pain I've experienced is standing on a plug or when the prong of a fork went up my nail.
The times.
The tine of a fork went up my nail when I was emptying the dishwasher.
That might top it.
Oh! Sorry.
I apologised profusely and thought that was the end of it until a week later when I went to have the breakage fixed. The dentist noticed that the break in the wire and, to quote him, a strange stain on the back of the rubber bands. The car ride home with my mum was in complete silence, followed by a text from the boy saying, "Not sure if we're meant to be. The head was good, though." Love the podcast and can't wait for the book, Lucy.
Wow. Oh, Lucy, did you circumcise him?
I don't think it was that bad. It wasn't a machete.
Ah. I remember, I don't know if you can tell this, but I was on holiday and...
Does this involve Alejandro?
No, I was on a holiday and my mate was having sex with a girl.
Right.
And during sex, he'd snapped his banjo.
Right.
And he came out, and I've never seen a paler face in my whole life. I can still leave it. He showed me, and I was, I had to take him to A&E. Thank God he had insurance. Everyone else loved it anyway.
Well, that's something for everything. Something for everyone in this episode.
Oh, God. Oh,
Finish there?
Yeah, remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to helpatsexwithmyboss.com with anything you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to, so if that's you, get back in touch. For more sex and news and nonsense, sign up to Producer Ben Adorn's letter via sexwithmyboss.com. And don't forget, listen back to Producer Ben Adorn's Big Bing Bong on Tuesday's episode to get the code you need to enter. See you next week.
Goodbye.